The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff and management of this station, Clear Channel Radio, or its affiliate companies. Today, on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, pets are flying in more luxury and comfort than their owners.
You're going to have a chance to win some tickets today at 2:20 to the Cosmo Cabaret, the Capital Airs, or Brazilian Carnival 2011.
We've got two great spring getaway ideas at 2:35 for you in Pismo Beach and Southern California.
We're going to be talking to the sponsors of the Brazilian Carnival here in Sacramento, and Michelle will be here with an entertainment update.
All that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
King of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another fabulous Sunday. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or a little after, and it is the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio Show.
Wait. I just want to say one thing.
What?
Before we really get rolling today, do you think that Aaron – I mean, this is nothing against Greg Fishman or all of the other news people, but having Aaron in the studio reading the news is just brightens up the whole day.
It does, yeah, with Aaron there and Bernadette behind the controls and – Well, we won't mention.
We've got a bit of a Ben in the other room, but we've got a bit of a female slant to things here today. It's feeling pretty good. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I just thought that was worthy of mentioning.
And the person doing the mentioning, of course, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Got a great show ahead, as you heard a moment ago. We got a lot of fun, and we have a special poll today, which we'll be talking about in just a minute. So stick around for an hour of fun, and as always, at the beginning of the Travel Guys radio program, we get you up to date on what's going on in the travel news. So with the fabulous Mark Hoffman Quartet in the background, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Mark Hoffman with the travel news.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Delta Airlines received the most complaints during 2010. Delta remained the airline with the most complaints against it for the second year in a row, although it did improve its handling of lost or misplaced bags. On the same day these statistics came out, the airline said it was sending, get this, Tom, 11,000 of its workers who deal with the public to charm school.
Yes.
The employees will take part in a one-day session where they will be taught better customer service skills.
Not a bad idea. Well, I thought they already did that. Don't they go through extensive customer appreciations?
I don't know, training? But if it's a trend, let's hope it spreads.
Good.
Pet Airways is adding service to Orlando, the 10th city serviced by the airline. The Orlando facility will be the first of a new style of pet lounge and will offer enhanced services such as grooming and ground transportation. Pet Airways will be adding the Orlando flight service for the summer vacation period and will announce specific details regarding the Orlando location shortly.
Now, Pet, I've traveled with pets. Pet Airways, is that like strictly for pets?
Strictly for pets. So I think this is significant because, I mean, it's when was the last time you got groomed in flight and had ground transportation waiting when you landed? It's for people who want to fly their pets, not necessarily with them,
right. But
want to make – they don't want their pets flying in the cargo hold. So this is an upscale way to safely get your pet from one city to another. These people are making good money.
Yeah, I'd imagine those that show, exquisite animals that are purebreds and so forth probably going to take advantage
of
this.
If only there was a way to do this with small children on airplanes. You can now redeem your frequent flyer miles for money. Got frequent flyer miles? Rather have cash instead? Now you can redeem the former for the latter. Beginning this week, miles earned in the programs of American, U.S. Airways, and Aeroplan may be redeemed through points.com for cash credited to a PayPal account. So to get $100, this is just an idea, Tom, to give you an idea here. To get $100 in cash, you'd have to redeem 24,000 plus American miles, 120,000 plus U.S. Airways miles, or 17,000 Aeroplan. That's a Canadian's frequent flyer plan. So just to put it in perspective, if you redeemed 25,000 American Airlines miles and got $100, that's what a saver ticket costs you. So that should be worth about $300-$400. So this is not, unless you were just, your miles were about to expire or something like that.
Well, yeah, there you go. You know, in these kind of redemption programs, on the whole, are originally can cash you down to a small percentage of what the original value is. That's just how it's going to be.
You are getting a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're catching.
I almost had a frequent flyer once, but part of it expired before I could use it, and then I had to reset and that sort of stuff.
An analysis shows that the service industry is holding back the economy, the travel and trade, transportation, insurance and real estate, leisure payrolls, generally increase 2.5 to 5% during an economic recovery, but right now they are still declining. It may be, says the analysis says, that companies have created staff savings through efficiency and technology, and some of those jobs may never be coming back. I mean, for example, service station attendants. Years ago, an awful lot of people had those jobs, except for in New Jersey and Oregon. Nobody has that job anymore. Sky caps. There's probably half as many sky caps at the airport as there ever used to be, counter agents inside. If you worked at a telephone reservation center for just about any business, there would be a lot fewer people in that industry, and those jobs are probably not ever going to come back. All right, a couple of quick notes. Did you see the nation's Christmas tree fell down?
No.
In Washington, D.C., big gust of wind. What most people don't know, though, is that there are actually three prominent Christmas trees in Washington. There's the White House Christmas tree, there's the nation's Christmas tree, and there's the Capitol Christmas tree.
And it was the nation's Christmas.
The nation's Christmas tree. And they already have a replacement in mind, and it will be replanted in the next few weeks.
Okay.
And also in the news on AOL, actually this was just this morning, drugs in cruise ships are on the increase. People are taking drugs on board cruise ships, and it's starting to become a serious problem. And the cruise ships are fighting back, and with things like dogs and X-ray machines and things like that. And what was pointed out in this article that I was reading, Tom, is that folks may not think about this, but, you know, you take a little recreational whatever on, you know, I'm not condoning anything, but just acknowledging that it happens. And you take a little something with you on the ship. And when you take it with you, you're just in possession of an illegal drug. If you bring it back into the country, it's trafficking.
Uh-oh.
And now it's trafficking on the high seas. It's a whole different thing than being in California and getting caught with a little weed in your car.
Wow.
So it's something that folks really need to be thinking about.
Advice to the wise.
Yes. If you're going on a cruise ship, you know,
bad
it's
idea.
Not, no, very, very, yeah, bad idea probably anyway, but really bad idea there. And that is the travel news for today, sir. We have a big program here.
We've got something kind of different, Mark.
In the next segment here, we're going to give all of our listeners out there, so you might want to go to the telephones. Do not call yet. However, we will tell you after the break to call in. But we've got three sets of tickets. We've got tickets to see the Capitolaires at their cabaret concert on Saturday, March the 12th, tickets for two, at St. Ignatius Parish Center. We've got two tickets to the Brazilian Carnival celebration next Saturday night.
Right, at 1616 I Street.
And we're going to be talking about that later.
Garage.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got two tickets for Wednesday's 7 p.m. performance of It's a Grand Night for Singing at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. All those are going to be given away in our next segment. We also have a survey online today at TravelGuysRadio.com about reclining your airline seat. Is it a right or a privilege?
What?
And all of you calling in to win our tickets will be asked. And if you want to go online and just and record your vote, is it a right or a privilege? If you go down to the bottom and leave your name and submit it, we will make you eligible for some Cold Stone ice cream certificates at the end of the show. So lots of stuff to give away when we come back.
It's the Travel Guys Radio Show on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
All right. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano, and we have some tickets to give away now. So it is time to head for the telephone, and in just a moment it will be time to call in. What do we got, Tom?
Okay. We've got, when you call in, and on the first caller, we're going to take the third caller will win their choice of one of the following, the Capitolaires concert, the Cosmopolitan Cabaret's Grand Night for Singing, or the Brazilian Carnival coming up on the 26th. So those what we'll do is, like I say, you can choose the tickets of your choice, and then once one of those is gone, we'll reset and do this all again.
Absolutely. Now, when you call in, our call screener Ben is going to ask you for your opinion in our poll about if you're on an airplane, is it a right or a privilege to recline your seat? And in a minute, Tom and I are going to talk about that. So call now, 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. We'll take the third caller. You can have your choice of tickets. We'll do this three times until all the tickets are gone. And we would love to have you go online to travelguysradio.com. And you can, if you go to online there, you can enter in our poll. If you go down to the bottom and enter your email address, we've got a consolation prize of some great Cold Stone ice cream certificates to give it. Did you know, Tom, that Sacramento is the number one per capita ice cream city in the wintertime?
Really? I didn't know that. I knew that we were large consumers of ice cream because I have taken my family to the to Leatherby's on more than one occasion and watched them completely devour mass quantities of ice cream, and no, this is not a commercial.
In Hawaii.
It's like a ring a bell, I think.
Yeah,
right
in Hawaii they have some amazing, well, anyways, let's get back to the, what do you think about airline seats here while we're getting our winner lined up
privilege.
On the phone, the lines are going crazy. Right or a privilege to recline your airline seat?
Recline your seat on an airline, a right or a privilege? You know, I mean, on being the fact that it's, I think it's a privilege because, the fact that, you know, it's up to them. If they chose to just make these seats non-reclinable, they have that option. So I think it's a privilege that they allow us 3 or 4 inches. Not that I think that it shouldn't be a right, but you know what? They own the airlines.
Now, see,
they can make the decision as to what the seat. They already make the decision as to what size the seat is.
And some of this depends on whether you're the recliner or the reclinee. I think, because if you're sitting there, you say, well, yeah, it's, of course it's my right to recline my seat. But if you've got the guy with the computer, laptop computer behind the guy with the reclining seat, and he does it all at once in one fell swoop, there's a pretty good chance that your laptop may not be operable after he gets done.
Anybody ever recline the seat while you had your tray down and you had your, you know, your little drinky poo there and... That can be disastrous. But, you know, I don't know. I'm going with privilege. Will be interesting to see how it all turns out.
All right. Looks like we've got our third caller on the line here. So let's go to line three. Looks like Riaz. They're still talking to them? Okay.
Okay, 1 minute, he says.
Ben's giving us the one-minute signal.
What about you, Mark? Are you going privilege or right to recline?
I think it's a right to recline your seat. I mean, you're buying an amount of space, and I think it's your right to recline.
Is it right there on the ticket, the designated amount of space that you're getting?
I think it's you're buying the space that if they didn't want you to have that space, why would they let the seat recline? Anyways, all right, let's go to the phones. We have our first winner on the line with us. On line three is Riaz in Sacramento. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, buddy. What do you think? A right or a privilege to recline your airline seat?
It's a right.
It's a right. And why would you say that?
Because you paid for the seat.
So what do you tell the guy behind you when he says, hey, you just, you know, put your seat back into my lunch?
Well, I says, no, I can't.
All right, Riaz, which set of tickets would you like to have? We've got Carnival on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
For two, we've got the Capital Airs, which is barbershop quartet singing on Saturday, March the 12th for two. And we've got the Cosmopolitan Cabaret, which is grand night for singing. That's Wednesday night, the 23rd at 7 o'clock.
I'll take the first one.
The Carnival?
Yeah.
Okay. If you'll hold on the line, Ben will get all the information from you, and you'll be all set. You are a winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to reset the phones, and this time with what's left, we've got the Capital Airs, and we got the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. And once Ben's ready, we'll take the third call for that.
Okay? 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. The Capital Airs Cabaret on the 12th of March or a grand night for singing on the Wednesday night, the 23rd. Or go online to our poll at travelguysradio.com and tell us if it's a right or a privilege to recline your airline seat. Just got back from while Ben is setting up all of the phone calls for us. There goes the phones nuts again. I just got back from Hawaii this week.
I know, actually, you indicated that you did a kind of a blend of a little vacation,
kind of
a little
and
bit
pleasure,
of business.
Pleasure, yeah. And I think we should have a show and talk about condo purchases. I really think we should take a show from the average, not yeah. bring in a salesman that sells condos, but people who buy condos.
Yeah, Mark told me a little bit about an experience that he had, and I can tell you I've watched Mark negotiate for travel fares for his clients and things like that, and I'll tell you, if I were selling condos, I would not want to go up against this guy. I can tell
well,
you that.
We had an interesting experience, so we're going to talk about that. And also, we're going to have next week, we're going to be in New York City for our annual New York Times travel show. Last year, we did that.
Good. I didn't know I was going to.
Actually, you're not going. You're kind of stuck in the studio. You're kind of staying here. All right. Has Ben got our third caller on the line here again for us? He's still talking. Okay. He's just about got it set up for us here. Let us remind you what we're doing here. We're giving away some tickets to various and sundry cultural arts events around town. And on the Travel Guys show this afternoon, I'm Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano. You're listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK. And we're taking the third call right now at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. And we have Shannon in Roseville. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there.
Hi, which tickets would you like to have?
I would like the Capital Airs.
Okay, you can have them on Saturday the 12th. And if you'll hang on the line, I don't know what information Ben got from you, but what do you think about our airline thing? Is it a right or a privilege to put your seat back?
I think it's a right.
Ooh, the rights are winning.
Well, I tell you, I'm the lone privilege, aren't I?
Have you ever?
The seat doesn't go back very far, so.
And that's it.
Isn't that the truth?
That's a very valid point. Shannon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line, and thank you very much for being a listener. All right, we have one more set of tickets to give away. So now Ben is going to clear the phones again. And so if you're on the line and you get cut off, it's just because we're clearing all the lines. Ready, set, go. Third call at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, and we have two tickets for the Cosmopolitan Cabaret.
And that is a great show. We had some of the cast in last week, if you happen to hear the program, and it is a stellar program. You're going to really enjoy it. Okay, I think we'll go ahead and let Ben take that call and award our winner here off the air in just a moment or two. In the meantime, coming up right after Aaron Hates with the news here on KFBK, we're going to be checking out the Ramona pageant.
And we're going down to Pismo Beach, which wouldn't have been a great place to be the last couple of days, but once the rain clears in the springtime, it is a spectacular destination. Right on the old Pacific down there and right above Santa Barbara.
All that and more coming up on The Travel Guys. It's The Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio Program here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And we've wrapped up our contest. Mark, we got one last winner. You want to
say hi? We got one last winner. I just want to say hi to Jane. Hi, Jane. She waited so patiently on hold through the news and all of the traffic and the weather and all of that stuff. Anyway, you've got two tickets to the Cosmopolitan Cabaret for Wednesday night.
Oh, great.
Jane, so congratulations. And we'll get back in touch with you later today to arrange to get those to you. But you can go Wednesday night, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, the tickets are for Wednesday, and we'll be back with you. And what did you think about our poll? Is it a right or a privilege to recline your airline seat?
I think it's all right.
Yeah, well, about two-thirds of our listeners agree with you so far, about 70% to 30%. And if you want to record your vote, you can go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll put it in. Thank you, Jane, for being a listener.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, great.
This is the Travel Guys radio program, and we go everywhere, don't we, Mark?
Our next guest on the Travel Guys this afternoon, joining us live from Southern California, is Dennis Anderson. He is the artistic director for the Ramona Pageant, which is a most interesting historical cultural presentation that takes place every year in Southern California in the little town of Hemet. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Dennis.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Dennis, tell us a little bit about the Ramona pageant.
Well, it's California's official state outdoor play, and it's the longest-running outdoor drama in the United States. It first opened in April of 1923 and has been going strong every year since then, except for a couple years for World War II. And Ramona's based on Helen Hunt Jackson's 1883 novel, Ramona. And it really is a story of early California around 1850.
And this really is a community event every year, right, Dennis? It's held on several weekends in April and perhaps early May?
Yeah, usually the last two weekends in April and the first week in May. It's done outdoors during the day. Performance times are around 3 o'clock. And it has over 400 community performers. The youngest is 5 years old, and the oldest is 85. We have about 250 children, actually, in the show. And the play covers three major groups. It covers our Native American heritage, our Spanish-Mexican heritage, and, of course, the American heritage of 1850 when California became part of the nation. But it's really a love story. It's based on Ramon and Alessandro. Alessandro is this Native American who falls in love with a lady, Ramona, who he thinks is Spanish, but actually, in reality, she's half Native American and half Scottish. It's a phenomenal novel that's been around, you know, for a long time. There were several movies made. There was a movie made back in the 30s with Loretta Young and Don Ameche. But for 88 years, the people of Hemet and San Jacinto have been producing this outdoor drama.
And for folks who haven't seen it before, it's quite a remarkable performance because it's set in – it's a very natural setting. It's not just a stage in an outdoor setting, but indeed the outdoor setting is the stage.
Absolutely right. Yeah, our stage is about – well, it's not a stage. I mean, when you go in there, you'll see this beautiful Spanish hacienda, and you're surrounded with mountains. So we do it outdoors during the day. The only technical aspect we have are wireless mics for the actor, but we really want people to step back in a time machine and look at 1850 California. So, yeah, we have an acting space of about 200 feet wide by about 500 feet deep and with all the natural environment. We use every hill and rock and trail to present this wonderful drama.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now at and it's showing a visual of it. It's in black and white, so it looks like it is in 1850. You know, it's all cactus and mountains. And now, of course, I'm not seeing where the people sit. Is there a bowl seating area?
How we have a 5,000-seat amphitheater.
I see.
And it's structured in such a way that when you're sitting there, you're not really aware that you're sitting in an audience. I mean, you are. But the idea is you're looking at this panorama vista of 1850 California.
How many people attend this on an annual basis?
On average, we do six performances, and we average about 3,000 people per performance. So about 18 to 19,000 people see it per year.
Dennis, do people have to plan ahead, get tickets early? What kind of procedure would we want to go through if we want to go?
Yeah, it's a good idea. You know, we always will have seats for people that want to walk up. But our lower sections, which are the preferred sections, those sell out fairly fast. So we always recommend
excuse me, over here, I would be the tour operator gentleman who has a group going to see the Ramona pageant this year.
That's true.
So besides getting tickets individually, if you'd like to go with the group, Sports Leisure Vacations can take you there. And you can find that on our website, or you can find information about the Ramona Bowl and the Ramona pageant. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll have all of that information for you there and so that you can access it along with some pictures. And perhaps you can head to Hemet, California, for the Ramona pageant this spring. Dennis, just real quickly here before we let you go, how did you get involved with the pageant?
Well, like everybody, I started when I was a fourth grader. We give a performance free to all fourth graders for about 100 miles around because California history is part of the fourth or fifth grade curriculum. And then I played a part in it, and then my folks played a part in it, and then my wife. And so it's one of these family things.
Now, Dennis, you say you were in the play?
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't happen to be cast opposite Raquel Welch when she was one of the guest performers playing Ramona, did you?
No, she did that a couple years ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, so, yeah, at that time she was known as Raquel Tejada.
Aha. Dennis, thank you so much for your time today and for regaling us about the Ramona pageant, the longest-running outdoor play in the United States.
That's correct.
All right. Dennis Anderson for the Ramona pageant. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Once again, don't forget to check out TravelGuysRadio.com, Sports Leisure Vacation, and find out about Mark's trip. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be.
We are the Travel Guys in Entertainment right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
We continue our trip through Southern California special events. We took you to the Ramona Pageant in Hemet, and now we're going over to the coast to Pismo Beach. And joining us on the phone is Peter Candela. Peter is the CEO of the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce, and he's with us now to talk specifically about a very big weekend that they're going to have down at Pismo Beach in mid-April. Good afternoon, Peter.
Well, good afternoon, Mark. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on. So tell us about a taste of Pismo Beach.
Well, it's a chance to actually sip some of the best wines in our region and sample some of the finest cuisines in the Central Coast. With a backdrop of the Pacific Ocean, it is absolutely a spectacular weekend. We have a great lineup for the whole weekend.
Now, you folks are going to have a special event on Friday, and then on Saturday is the big Taste of Pismo, and then that event continues also on into Sunday. Tell us, give us a little bit of a visual of a Taste of Pismo. We've got, everybody knows that your city is located right on the shores of the Pacific there, which is an incredible setting. So tell us about the event itself.
Well, the event is really wrapped around our local wineries and our cuisine. It's very special. If you've been down into the Pismo area, you know that we have some of the finest wineries in the world sitting right 10 minutes away. It's probably the only winery tasting area this close to a beach. So you can, you know, spend your day at the beach and get into your car and go over to the wine area and just taste away.
Variety of accommodations available there, oceanfront.
Oceanfront hotels. We have some 4- and 5-star hotels here. It's just fantastic. You'll be able to, you know, really in any price range that you want. The food is outstanding. The location is magnificent, and it just enhances a venue like this. The Taste of Pismo has been around for about 7 years now, and it really showcases what we have to offer. Some of the wineries, I'll just go into, you know, one or two of the wineries that are going to be there. One is South Salido Winery, and it's, like I said, about 10 minutes away from Pismo. But this is one of the oldest wineries that we have in our area. They brought over from Spain a vine that still exists to this day in the 1800s. They specialize in the Zinfandels, and it's just incredible.
Peter, the Taste of Pismo Beach also happens to be the center point for a group that we are bringing down to Pismo Beach, Sports Leisure Vacations.
That's right, Mark. As I understand, you're coming down that weekend with a group of people that are going to experience it.
Absolutely. We came last year, stayed right there at the Seacrest, right on the ocean for 3 nights, and folks really had a good time. The trip was very highly rated, so we are planning on coming back again this year in mid-April. This is the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April. You can get more information by going to TravelGuysRadio.com, and we'll have all of the website information for you there so you can connect. Peter Candela, the CEO of the Pismo Beach Chamber of Commerce, thanks for your time this afternoon, Peter.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Peter. Mark, a quick question to you now. You mentioned that you take travelers with Sports Leisure Vacations. Is that trip still available?
It absolutely is. SportsLeisure.com. We get you all the information.
Thank you. This is the Travel Guys, Travel Guys and Entertainment radio program. You're on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
A child's bedtime should also be a time to feel safe, warm, and protected. But for nearly 80,000 California foster children separated from family and friends, nights can feel long and lonely. To help make those nights a little cozier, Sleep Train is collecting new pajamas for foster kids big and small, but they can't do it without you. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underclothes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be matched with a foster child in need. Help make a California foster child's nights a little cozier with a gift of new pajamas, new socks, and underclothes, and you'll sleep better too. Sleep Train knows not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Child Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Call 1-800-378-BEDS to find a store near you and drop off your gift of new clothes by Sunday at 7 p.m.
Hi there, this is Tom Romano, and I want to take a couple of moments and let you know, folks, if you're into, your backyard, and there's nothing better than a California backyard. You know, the weather has been a little rainy, a little bit of crummy, but you know what? It's going to be spring before you know it. And when it turns spring, then it's time to spruce up that backyard. And right now would be a great time to take advantage of finding yourself some fabulous patio furniture from Northern California's leader in outdoor fun and patio furniture. And that, of course, is California Backyard. This weekend, today, and tomorrow is the last day. It's somewhat of a President's Day sale, if you will. 40% off all of their in-stock patio furniture, plus pay no sales tax. That's right, pay no sales tax on in-stock patio furniture and accessories. It only happens once a year. It's through tomorrow, and it's only at California Backyard. Now, if you've ever been into a California Backyard store, you'll see the difference between the quality, the service, and the selection that you'll find, you know, in your local grocery store, who seems to think that they need to be selling patio furniture these days. So go to the leader, find the patio furniture that's going to last for years and years, and buy it from somebody who is going to stand behind it for years and years, and that's California Backyard. But don't forget now, the 40% off and the pay no sales tax deal lasts until 6 o'clock tomorrow at closing time. So don't miss out. California Backyard. There's a backyard in your neighborhood.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here with a few words on the state's budget mess. Governor Jerry Brown is calling for one change we can all get behind. Government must develop better value for the tax dollars we already pay. Better value out of the government. What a concept. Next thing you know, the IRS will be sending out thank you notes and gift certificates. Part of the governor's budget plan calls for the legislature to revalidate a bill called the gas tax swap. Simply put, this bill ensures that the taxes we pay at the gas pump don't go into that dark abyss known as the general fund. Instead, they'll be used only for transportation improvements. You know, better, safer roads, less congestion. I hope the legislature moves quickly on this one, because the gas tax swap ensures that what we give up at the pump, we get back in a better transportation system and improved economy. Now that's what I call value. To find out more, log on to RebuildCA.org. That's RebuildCA.org. Sponsored by the California Alliance for Jobs.
A letter to Huntington Learning Center. Our son Jacob was having a disastrous year in seventh grade. We were fighting about everything, from going to school in the morning to homework at night. His grades had gone from B's to D's and F's. His confidence and self-esteem were shot. The help available at school wasn't enough, and trying to work with him ourselves just ended up in misery for all of us. Nothing we tried was working. Then, a friend recommended Huntington Learning Center. The day we made the decision to enroll him at Huntington is the day that changed all of our lives. They assessed his needs and set up a program just for him. As they built Jacob's skills, we saw everything improve. Now he's getting A's as an eighth grader and is really prepared for high school. He's a totally different kid. The cherry on top was when he actually thanked us for sending him to Huntington. We're so glad we found Huntington Learning Center in time. Thank you, Huntington, for giving us our son back.
Call Huntington Learning Center today at 1-800-CAN-LEARN and take that first critical step. That's 1-800-CAN-LEARN.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. Those years of peer pressure are way behind me. Right now, alcohol is the last thing on my mind. So please, don't have a real conversation with me about drinking. Like you said, I'm too young, right?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Patrick Dorenson, the Cowboy Libertarian. Join me this afternoon at 3 on KFBK for straight talk, old-fashioned common sense, mixed in with a little cowboy wisdom. So saddle up and join me this afternoon from 3 to 5 on News Talk 1530, KFBK.
Well, there is the sound, ladies and gentlemen, of the drums, the feel, the Brazilian Carnival 2011. Mark's special guest in the studio. Let's introduce them, and let's have some entertainment time here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio.
We have Veronica Delgado, and we have Sarah Borger, who is here with. They are both here with us today to talk a little bit about the Brazilian cultural Center in Sacramento, and also the first ever Carnival celebration, which is going to take place next weekend.
Yes, it's going to take place on February 26th. It's going to be at 1616 I Street, which is the Harv's Car Wash. It's a parking lot. It's a great atmosphere.
So this is an outdoor celebration.
No, it's actually inside. I'm sorry. It's an inside event. It starts at 8 o'clock, so it's an evening cocktail party.
Now, is it at the Harv's Car Wash, or is it where Harv's Car Wash used to be?
It's the Harv's. It's actually a garage, a big garage that we're going to transform and basically a club to bring the carnival to Sacramento.
Why not?
You go.
I mean, it sounds like a party time to me.
So this is next Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available in advance.
At www.BrazilianSantaSac.org. You can buy your ticket right there. And you also can buy the ticket at the Brazilian Center, 3313 Juilliard Drive.
Now, what can people expect to see and do while they're there?
Great entertainment. We have a Brazilian band that is coming from Santa Cruz. They call Samba Da. They're also going to bring their dancers. We're going to have a local band. They're called Agua de Bebê. And the dancers from Hannah and Cole's studio that is coming to participate. So we're trying to gather our local artists and also artists from out of town and just mix them together to bring the carnival to this area. It's way overdue to have the carnival in here in Sacramento.
Are we going to have costumes?
All the Brazilian customs.
Dancing?
Everything. If you cannot go to Brazil, we're going to bring Brazil to you, right? Here, the capital of California.
Have you got maybe a little sample of what we might...
I do. What do I have? Who is this I'm going to let people
actually
listen to?
Actually, it's songs that are played by the Samba Da band.
Okay, here we go.
It sounds like party music to me.
It
sounds like carnival. This may be the first carnival, but I doubt that it's going to be the last one. Sarah, tell us just a little bit about the Brazilian Cultural Center here in Sacramento. It's brand new, you told us.
Yes, we have this location for about a year. This is a fundraiser for the summer program that we have at the Brazilian Center. We're trying to make a change into at-risk kids in the community. Boys and girls are through drum dancing and job offering to modeling classes and so on and so forth.
Do we have a large Brazilian population?
Actually, we have about 4,000 Brazilians in here, Mark. It's quite a bit.
So you guys should be able to put on a really big party. Again, this is Saturday the 26th. And in the location again?
1616 I Street in Sacramento, and the zip code is 95814. It's Midtown Sacramento.
Okay, go to travelguysradio.com if you want more information on Carnival 2011.
Yes, sir. Mark, I have to say, I didn't know you had it in you, but those dance steps were friggin' amazing.
Thank you, ladies, for coming by today and sharing a little bit about your celebration with us. And if, maybe one of us can get down there and do a little...
Please do so. We have great surprise for you guys.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Thank you. Carnival 2011. We'll be back with more. We'll be back with more from the Travel Guys right after this.
He can talk and dance at the same time. It's crazy. You're listening to the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program here on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and it's that time every week on the Travel Guys to bring on the darling of the Arts and Business Council, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle. Welcome to the program, and how's your week been?
Happy Sunday, Tom. Week's been good. Week's been really good.
Good. You have a great Valentine's last weekend?
It was. It was full of romance and wine tasting in the Placer area foothills. It was a great weekend.
Outstanding. Well, lots of stuff, as always, going on in the Sacramento area in regards to arts and entertainment. And you're so kind to bring a list and share it with us. So take the stage, young lady.
Thanks so much. We've got a couple of great hot tips from Sacramento365.com for this coming weekend. On Wednesday evening, on February 23rd, California Lectures will be presenting Amy Bloom, author of Away and Where the God of Love Hangs Out, at the Crest Theater on K Street in downtown. So that'll be a special event that you can attend. for kids and family, we've got Honk Jr. at the Benvenuti Performing Arts Center in Natomas. It's running February 24th through March 12th. It's a musically fun-filled adaptation of The Ugly Duckling, peppy music, and crazy characters. For visual arts, we've got the Final Friday show at Beatnik Studios, which is located at 17th and Broadway in Midtown Sacramento, on Friday, February 25th. They're hosting a juried art show and auction to benefit Sierra Forever families. So that would be a lovely show to go check out. If you're wanting to go see some music, the Camellia Symphony Orchestra is welcoming a new year with the Northern Lights. They're going to have a silent auction and wine tasting and a performance by the Camellia Juniors Orchestra, and that'll be at the Memorial Auditorium on Saturday evening, February 26th. And then last but not least, we've got the Brazilian Carnival Festival. That's going to be held in the old McCulley Brothers Automotive Building at I and 16th Saturday night on February 26th. You can come and celebrate the beautiful Brazilian culture and dance the night away to live Afro-Brazilian band Samba Da and dine on delicious Brazilian cuisine.
Well, okay, we're up to date. Thank you, Michelle, and we'll see you next week right here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment.
But it's Michelle from the Arts and Business Council. Always nice to see her in studio and talking with all the things that are going around. All right, for next week, first of all, we have our poll online. Is it a right or a privilege to recline your airline seat? Go to travelguysradio.com and you can enter your vote. Next week, we'll be live from the New York Times Travel Show. And on March the 6th, we will have our Ask the Travel Expert show.
And the Libertarian Cowboy is in studio. I see him right over there. He's saddled up and ready to ride, folks. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week, 2 o'clock. Join us then. Thank you so much for being with us. We're the Travel Guys in Entertainment, News Talk 1530 KFBK.